Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours,
or get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-Fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Tuesday, January 25th. January's almost gone. You can just forget about those New Year's resolutions. It's too late now. Let me see if I can explain where you can listen to us. If you're up nice and early at 5 o'clock, go to KWXY, that's 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, because I am the opening act for Dan McGrath in the morning. And I keep saying I'm charging him lots. Then, when our show's over at 6 o'clock, Dan plays the most wonderful music from 6 to 9. I keep saying you'll be dancing around your house. So when Dan's through at 9, don't go back to bed. Change your station to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Actually, 920 AM is where I started 26 years ago. It's the old KPSI. Now it's KKGX Radio. And listen to the show. So that means 4 different hours, 4 different stations. I can't do the math any more than that, but I think that's right. But I want it to be the best hour of your day wherever you listen to it.
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, the city of Rancho Mirage wants you to know that they've had to cancel the 8th annual Rancho Mirage Writers Festival that was founded by Jamie Cabler. It would have been tonight with Navy SEAL Admiral McRaven. Doesn't that sound wonderful? It would have been at the Rancho Mirage Public Library and Observatory. So go to rmwritersfest.org to see the new scheduled time. Desert Town Hall has had to reschedule their January speakers to March the 30th. I imagine it will still be at the Renaissance Indian Wells, but you can check it all out at deserttownhall.org. Act for MS Benefit. This is still going on. It's called Come Paint With Us. Pinot, like Pinot Noir, wine. Pinot's Palette Painting Class. At this point in time, it's going to be Thursday, February 3rd at 6 p.m. All your supplies are included for only $45, and refreshments will be provided by Ann Greer. Information is at this website, Act4, Act4MS.org. Okay, here's our first guest. It's time for Kelly's Corner. We do this once a month. Steve Kelly's in the house, out of the dugout.
onto the pitch, as they would say in the UK.
That's right.
By the way, I want to thank one of your upcoming guests from the tribe because their new gas station has opened in Rancho Mirage. What a hit. Save 40 cents a gallon on gas.
Oh, I'll go.
Over at Bob Hope right there.
Right, across from
it was, and it was easy. I went there the other day on a Sunday, thought I would be in line for 7 hours,
yes.
And I wasn't. It was like boom, boom. So, you know, just a quick plug. So that's how I got here with gas bought at the Agua Caliente.
40 cents a gallon.
Well, 35 cents less than what I would normally pay. Yeah, actually, it was 35.
Okay. So I don't do math. Well, anything less is wonderful.
Well, on a big truck, you save $7 or $8 right off the bat.
And I have a little car, and it was over $50 to fill it up.
Well, that Maserati does take the amount of money. But anyway, some sports news that were going on, of course. The big story out of last week, and it will affect us maybe in Indian Wells, was when Novak Djokovic, the best tennis player in the world, was deported from Australia. Novak had kind of lied about his COVID status.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Because he's a... Well, never mind. I have met Novak Djokovic, and let's just say he is not the sharpest tool in the shed, in my opinion, sometimes. And he lied. He actually... What had happened was he had tested positive for COVID in Serbia on December 18th, then went on TV the next day and showed up at a kids' award show. And then his parents compared him to Jesus. I mean, the whole thing was just, like, so bad. And I did something I never thought I would say in my life. Here I am, a young lad from New Jersey who's in his 60s, watching the Australian deportation hearing on YouTube.
I'm sorry.
Now, my great-grandfather was Australian, but he wasn't deported.
No.
But anyway, watching this thing, and I'm like, what is this all about?
Yes.
And it will be interesting to see. We do not have the same rules here in California. However, if Omicron, which is kind of lessening, if it gets back, does he play in Indian Wells?
Yeah.
No one. He's technically now they're letting them do it if they do positive tests. There are some NBA players. Kyrie Irving, who's another whack job. But Kyrie Irving is the guy with the Nets in Brooklyn who is not playing as well. But that's a big deal. We also had the Amex golf tournament last weekend. And, you know, by the way, I have to come in early because Joey makes my schedule for me, makes it easy for me. So I'm not sure who the winner was. I will say, I'm just glad it's here. That's the old Bob Hope. Mm-hmm. You know, we've already lost the Dinah Shore is going away.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, the Frank Sinatra. But, we've lost the events. And these are big events. They bring in a lot of money.
They did.
And these guys who are helping out over there are really good guys who put that tournament on. So, you know, hopefully they had a successful one this year. Phil Mickelson is the ambassador over there. So, you know, interesting there. But you know, and then we have tennis coming up in March. Again, we'll see who plays, who doesn't. They're in the midst of the Australian Open right now. Also, one other news note to bring up is that Major League Baseball has still not reached an agreement with the Players Union, and that's a disgrace. If they go through a lockout, Rob Manfred may go down with Bowie Kuhn as one of the worst commissioners in the history of baseball, at least in my opinion.
I remember when that happened.
He's making Bud Selig look good, and that's pretty tough. And, you know, one thing interesting, and Joey Powell's like this, which a lot of people don't know, Major League Baseball took over the minor leagues last year, and they really did a disgrace. They folded 40 teams, and there were guys sleep. Minor League Baseball became popular, Joey, after the last big lockout in 94. So there are some metropolitan areas that have minor league teams, but these guys were making $500 a week. Now try to live in San Jose on $500 a week. Players were sleeping in cars.
Oh.
So they had to go on Instagram to force Major League Baseball teams who make $300-400 million a year. They are now paying $1 million a year into a housing fund. So there's going to be $30 million for subsidized housing for minor league guys, which sounds like a lot of money. It's a drop in the bucket.
Is it really,
to the
Steve?
Revenue compared to there. The revenue now is changing in the sports world, Joey. A lot of it is streaming because of services such as Hulu and Peacock and so on. I will throw out a number for you that if somebody said this to me 10 years ago or 15 years ago when you were in your 20s and I knew you,
yes.
I would have been locked up. NBC Comcast bought the rights to the English Soccer League, which you could have got 20 years ago for $50 and a hamburger. They bought it for $2.7 billion.
Oh, my
God. If you are interested.
A B
the
for billion.
The fourth largest sport in the United States is now the British Soccer League. And nobody, in terms of revenue at least.
Golly.
So even with the expansion of hockey.
My kids never played. They didn't grow up playing soccer.
No, but there are a lot of kids playing soccer
now. Yes.
Yeah, but the amazing thing is the American League or the North American League, you can't get arrested at those games, you know. Yet they spent all this money on the Premium League, which is just, you know, amazing. I mean, and a lot of that is social media, Twitter, the availability.
Yes.
I mean, you can go on your phone now and, you know, I have a relative who actually owns season tickets to some of these games in London. I go on the phone, you know, right after I get off of my segment here and just talk to the guy. I mean, the technology involved has really made that available. So, but that's really.
But there's still nothing like being at a sporting event.
Last week was the anniversary of perhaps one of the most shocking sporting events in modern times.
You mean that the Raiders lost?
No, that's not shocking. Although they're allegedly Jim Harbaugh's headed there. I don't know. We'll find out more about that. Well, the Raiders have been through such a crazy year anyway.
Oh.
Between John Gruden, and I know Bruce Allen, and he was involved in that mess. But
I'm not the knowledgeable person you are, but I would have rather gotten rid of Carr and kept Gruden.
They couldn't keep Gruden after what he had done.
I know.
But you know what? I will say last week, if you remember this, again, wore younger man's clothes, a great line from a Billy Joel song. Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. That
yes.
is still one of the most.
Yes.
That and like the before these two people's time in our studio. Here,
yes.
But the U.S. Olympic hockey win as well. Those were two of the most amazing things. Remember, Buster Douglas was kind of like a real, not even a Rocky. I mean, he couldn't have beat Rocky anyway. I mean, and he couldn't have beat Stallone in real life. And nobody knew who the guy was. And Tyson, in those days, was just the machine.
Yes.
Just knocking guys out, you know, every 25 knockouts in the first round. I saw him fight as a young kid in the Golden Gloves in New York, Tyson. But anyway, he comes out, and Buster Douglas, who's now passed away, knocked him out. And I remember people waking in the first round or something. People are like, what the?
I can't remember who knocked whom out, but we went.
Buster Douglas.
No, I mean Hearns Hagler. We were all.
Oh, those fights were great.
Those were great. I was singing in Vegas, and we.
I think Hagler rocked about.
We all got tickets to the Hearns Hagler fight. Took me longer to sit down than the fight took.
So Tommy Hearns.
Tommy Hearns was a good friend of mine.
Out and started throwing punches. Yes. I mean, it was when Joey says that, it wasn't like they ran out like a Three Stooges fight.
No.
And the guy hit him with one punch and knocked him out. They were just standing there for about a minute, just wailing away. And Tommy Hearns had one of the most bizarre.
Detroit, Tommy Hearns.
The Kronk Gym. He came out and he had one of the weirdest bodies you'll ever see.
Yes.
He had an upper arm was like, his upper body was like a statue, and he had these little chicken legs. And boy, could he, and Hagler was a tough guy out of Brockton, Massachusetts, same hometown as Rocky Marciano, Brockton, Massachusetts. And boy, he was tough too. That's the one sport now, Joey, interesting that boxing may not even be in the Olympics anymore.
Oh, Steve, why?
Because it's not as popular anymore. Oh. It's somewhat popular out here, especially among Latino fans, but.
You
know what they like? They like all these young kids. I'll point at your engineer. They all like the UFC.
Nigel.
They like the mixed martial arts and the UFC, which there's no strategy in that.
We used to have boxing at the Forum.
Oh,
Jerry Buss had boxing. And
that was even before the fight started.
No, that's right. I got to climb in the ring like the ring girls and tell you a great story.
I have heard so much craziness about
Let me tell you a great story.
I got a better one for you afterwards.
Okay. Tyler was born May 17th, 1988, and Jerry West had a baby either the day before or the day after I had Tyler. They grew up together. So I was singing. Tyler was like a week old, and I have my little 7-8-pound baby boy with me, and I go to sing the anthem, and I hand the baby to Jim Hill, the sportscaster for many years.
Oh,
CBS.
Yeah, now, like, great,
I'm going to sing great. One song. How long's a national anthem? Somebody says, CBS at the time, he says something to him. He hands the baby to Mike Tyson. Now, Mike wasn't fighting. Mike was just there watching the fights. Mike Tyson, huge, takes my little 7-8-pound little baby in one hand. Honest to God, I never sang so fast in my life.
Well, in 1975 or 76, I was at that Golden Glove show in New York with my dad. My dad says to me, there comes Oscar Bonavena, an Argentinian fighter, very tough guy, and some frizzy-haired woman with him as his date. Oscar was later shot to death in a dispute at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Vegas a year later. But anyway.
The Bunny Ranch.
My father said, go get his autograph, and I'm a dopey little kid. So I said, I don't want to do it. I said, go get it. So I get up, and I tap Oscar Bonavena's date, I don't know who it is, on the shoulder and say, can I have Mr. Bonavena's autograph? And this person with violet eyes turns around, and Elizabeth Taylor says to me, of course, son, and gives him, she was his date for the evening. So that's my brush with fame.
Oh,
I met Elizabeth Taylor at a boxing, and of course, she was
interesting.
Of course, a year later, Oscar had a more interesting demise, but he had a good, pretty tough career. He fought Muhammad Ali. There are a lot of great guys who never won a championship in the 60s. Legendary Canadian boxer George Shivalo, another tough guy. He was Jimmy Ellis, Joe Frazier, all these guys.
Yes, I love boxing.
And in fact, only other time when the Rumble in the Jungle took place, my dad's friend was an executive at ABC, so we saw it live. And I was privileged enough to watch it, and I sat, like, for me to you was Howard Cosell.
Oh.
And we sat and watched the fight and the screen from Africa at the ABC building in New York, and then Cosell went into a booth and dubbed it later. But I loved boxing.
I boxing.
Would go, I like when our casinos have boxing. I know that Agua Caliente has had a tremendous, boxing cards over the years.
I sang the anthem for them, Richard Milanovic, a couple times. Jackie Callan.
Oh, yeah. I met her
with
through
me.
You. Mm-hmm. Through you. I met
first woman allowed in the corner.
Yeah, she actually was, and actually was legit. They made
made
that movie with Ryan O'Neal
against
and
the ropes.
And they also made a movie, The Main Event, with Ryan O'Neal and Barbara Streisand, which was a little based on.
But
that.
Against the ropes right. was Meg Ryan, starred as Jackie.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the original
she managed Tommy Hearns.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
The original movie was called
stuff.
The Main Event, and it was a takeoff. It was kind of a comedy. I've talked to Patrick O'Neal, the play-by-play voice of the Angels,
who
was Ryan's son. And we've talked about
great
that.
Great memories.
So there you go. So that's what we want, Joe. We want more boxing, less UFC.
I don't care for women boxing. I've had...
Oh, the lady.
I've had them on the show.
I forgot who you had on.
Yes.
The one who was the real famous one. I've never got into that either.
No.
But
somehow it just goes
but
against...
But there are a lot of women UFC fighters. That's a big deal. You know, but it's not for me. But we will be seeing a lot of UFC at the new arena. Because
which we're going to talk about.
We'll talk about it in another segment because the partners, Oakview, are also partners with Dana White and UFC. And I have a great story about how myself and the late Bud Ferrillo interviewed the founder of UFC, and I thought the thing was fake, like pro wrestling. I'm lucky he didn't kill me. But it was just beginning in L.A. at the time. Thanks,
okay,
Joe.
No, don't go anywhere, Joey Pals, because we're going to have a commercial break. Then we're going to have a Joey English mystery song. We're going to visit with Bob Maloney from the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. Then we'll have a treasure chest. Write all this down. And then Steve Kelly will come back in Kelly's Corners. We're going to talk a little more football, college football, Olympics, the Firebirds. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.